These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
That was July Talk with I Am Water. My name is Emma Murphy. This is my show, Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and a hint of classic, so if that's what you're into, then stick with me. I had the honor of catching July Talk for the sixth time a couple weeks ago at the Burton Cummings Theater. Frontwoman Leia Faye is super pregnant right now and still performs like it's just a walk in the park. I was in awe of her energy and ability to sing and dance without throwing up all over the stage. Overall, amazing show as always from July Talk, and I wish them health and success for the remainder of the tour. Up next, I have one from Gap Girls for you. Gap Girls is the synth-pop solo project of Jacob Rubeck of the band Surf Curse. I really got into his music throughout March, and then I found out he retired the project last summer. Of course, just to my luck. In July 2025, Jacob played his final gig for Gap Girls in a tiny record shop in LA with a small audience packed inside. I was able to find this full performance on YouTube recorded by somebody in the audience with a camcorder. The performance is 30 minutes long. Throughout it, he interacts with the audience, closes his eyes and dances by himself, sings over top of a synth and drum backing track, and just totally loses himself in it. It's interesting because before he starts the performance, he talks about what the project has meant to him, but that he's actually embarrassed to sing these songs. It's kind of interesting as a musician how you can feel so critical of yourself and what you've written about, yet other people think it's just the best thing ever. You're listening to 21.5, and here's Gap Girls with No Idea.
With a kiss. Thank you.
Brown with Happy Again, and before that was Billie Eilish with Jihiro. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Up next, I have one from Lord Huron. This song follows the narrator as they frantically search for their lost lover, believing they only have until dawn to find them. You're listening to 101.5, and here is Lord Huron with When the Night is Over, and after that, I have one from Beach House. Us with Myth off their 2012 album Bloom. If you're just joining me, hello, my name is Emma, and this is my show Sunlit Youth. I'm so happy you're with me. So while working on her album Lust for Life, Lana Del Rey wrote a song and had a very specific musician in mind to sing on the track with her. That person was Sean Ono Lennon, son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. She had been a big fan of Sean's music and thought he'd be perfect for the collaboration, but she did feel hesitant and nervous of what he would think because in the song she references both John and Yoko. Lana ended up sending over the song, and Sean immediately loved it. He ended up writing the second verse and playing most of the instruments on the track. This song explores themes of unrequited love, nostalgia, and lost opportunities. You're currently listening to Sunlit Youth on 101.5 FM, and here is Lana Del Rey and Sean Ono Lennon with Tomorrow Never Came.
Hey, what you doing? Not a lot, shaking and moving at my local spot. Baby, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Why, 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 why? Hey, lady, lay on this side of paradise in the traffic of cancer. 'Cause if I had my way, you would always stay. And I'd be your tiny dancer, honey. I waited for you, and that's why you said to wait. In the city on the park bench, in the middle of the pouring rain. 'Cause I adored you, things to be the same. You said to meet me up there tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. Tomorrow never came.
Hey, what you thinking? Penny for your thoughts. Those lights are blinking on that old jukebox. But don't ask me why. Just swallow some wine. Why? Stay, baby, stay. On the side of paradise in the Tropic of Cancer. 'Cause if I had my way, you would always stay. And you'd be my tiny dancer, baby. I waited for you in the sky you said to wait. In the city on the park bench, in the middle of the pouring rain. 'Cause I adored you, I just wanted things to be the same. You said to meet me up there tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. Tomorrow never came. Roses out in your gum tree. Someday, and I wish we'd stay home. And I could put on the radio to our favorite song, Lennon and Yoko. We would play all day long. Isn't life crazy, I said, now that I'm singing with Sean. Bye.
to be the same. You said you loved me like no tomorrow. I guess tomorrow never came.
listening to Sunlight Youth on 101.5 FM. That was Montreal band Tops with I Just Want to Make You Real off their album Sugar at the Gate. Up next, I'm going to take you back to 1977 with a track from Supertramp. When asked what the song is about, singer and guitarist Roger Hodgson said, "It's about unity and love and reaching out to people to show you care." Here they are with Give a Little Bit here on 101.5 FM. Edmonton surf rock group The Velveteens with Spanish Wine off their 2017 album Slow Wave. Once again, my name is Emma Murphy. This has been my show Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and a hint of classic, so if that's what you're into, that makes me very happy, and I'll be back next week at the same time. I wish you a wonderful Tuesday evening, and I'm going to play things out with one from Hayley Williams. Here is Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. Thank you so much.
I'll be the biggest star at this racist country singer's bar. No use shooting for the moon. No use chasing waterfalls. I'm the biggest star at this racist country singer's bar. No use shooting for the moon. No use chasing waterfalls. Can only go up from here. Can only go up from here. Can only go up from here. Can only go up. Can only go up. Can only go up from here. Can only go up from here. Can only go up from here. Can only go up. Can only go up. I'll be the biggest star at this bachelorette party bar. No use shooting for the moon. No use chasing.
I was untuned by the sharp alarm, and you weren't afraid. But it really doesn't matter. I tried you and forced a smile.
Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous sun-fried tofu sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
I'm Danny.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Grant.
We're Holy Void.
And you're listening to our favorite place to rock,
UMFM 101.5.
Welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to Radio Sin Forgiveness. I am your host, Jonah, and what another wonderful week it is to be back on the radio playing music for you guys. I've got a split kind of playlist for us tonight, kind of like what we used to do back when the show was starting. We had the first half and the second half. Tonight we have a more kind of electronic kind of vibe, I guess, for the first half, and then we move into some more rock slash punk slash shoegaze type stuff later on. But I know you guys will like it nonetheless. First up, we have She Want by Camp the Hills. I think I played this one a number of times a long time ago. And then it just kind of popped back into my playlist somehow. I don't even know how I rediscovered it. Then we have Oblivion by Grimes. And, you know, really, I'm not a big Grimes fan. She seems like a bit of an airhead, in my opinion. A lot of privilege speaking whenever I see clips of her online. But you know what? Whatever. I thought I would play this one as a bit of a throwback because it used to be played back in the day. And then after that, we have Vanished by Crystal Castles. And then we have three more songs in kind of the same sort of vibe. I'm not going to say same genre because it's not. You know, stuff like Snow Strippers, MGMT, and some other ones. And then later on in the show, we go to some more typical kind of rock stuff. Dirty Nil, Panchico, Pup, Scorch, a lot of stuff I've played in the past, but also with some new ones. Speaking of the show in general, Pledgerama is coming up, and I think I'm going to see if I can get some merch printed for the show, which I think would be really cool. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And not only that, the 2-year anniversary is coming up. I think last year we celebrated it sometime in April, sometime towards the end of April. I'll have to go check, but I think the actual anniversary is sometime like April 1st, which is tomorrow. But we kind of just decided it was later on since we couldn't remember the exact date. But you know what? It's okay. As long as we're consistent about it. Nonetheless, enough of me yapping here. Let's get into the music. This is She Want by Camp the Hills. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.